Thank you, Rav Zelig, for the kind words of introduction, and I certainly appreciate that the Kol affords me an opportunity over many, many years to give a Dvar Torah on a Thursday night. The topic I want to talk about are the Chof Dalet Sifrei Kodesh, the 24 Sfarim of Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and the Chiyuv that we have to learn them and to know them. Jumping ahead, this week is still Parshas Tetzave, but if we go into next week, right after the Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the Har and he gets the Luchos, the Pasuk says, Vayiten el Moshe, the Bonshon gives to Moshe, Kechal lo so ledaber, you know, when the Eibishter finished talking to him, ledaberito, Bar Sinai Shnei Luchos, Ha'edus, Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sarah said there is a two Luchos Ha'edus. And the Pasuk says, Kikalo so, when he finishes. The Rashi points out that the Pasuk spells it as a Kriyan Aksiv there. It doesn't spell it, the spelling doesn't have a vowel. So it's not Kikalo so, as he finished, it's Kikalo so, like a Kala, like a bride. So Rashi brings down, it's a Medrash Afanart there in Shmos Rabo, that Ma Kala Miskashetes. The Esrim Rabo Kishutin, that a Kala adorns herself with 24 different types of jewelry. They're enumerated in Sefer Yeshaya, Kapitel Gimel. So also, Af Talmud Chacham Tzarech Leos Boki, the Esrim Rabo Sfarim. That a Talmud Chacham, to be really considered a Talmud Chacham, has to be a Boki in the 24 Sfarim of Tanakh. And this is Darshan because it says Kikaloso without a Vav Ksiv instead of Kikaloso with a Vav. That's the Lashon of the Shmos Rabba. In Shir Shirim Rabba, it says the same thing, but a lot stronger Lashon. It says just like a Kala, if she doesn't have all 24 things, 24 Tachshitim, Vim Chosra, Chisr Dover Ech Mehen, Ein No Klum. If she's missing something, she's like almost like a nothing. If he's lacking even one, eino klum. He's also considered to some extent eino klum, like nothing. So this possibly could have a halachic nafkamina. There are not that many perks that a Talmud Chacham has, but some of them the Gemara discusses in different Masechtas, in Shabbos, other places, that, for example, if you find an Aveda and you have to give it back to whoever the owner is, how do you know the owner is? He has to give Simonim, right? The Gemara in the second paragraph of Mitzvah. But a Talmud Chacham is Nemon B'Tviya Sain, meaning he says, I don't really have a Simon, but I look at it, I could recognize it, no specific Simon. So a Talmud Chacham is believed. There's other halachas at Talmud Chacham, the Bnei Iro, and Mitzuvim to do his malacha, so he could sit and learn to teach Torah. So there are many things that a Talmud Chacham, schusim that a Talmud Chacham has. So Lefidus Medrash is very possible that if a Talmud Chacham decides his knowing of Shas and Poskim and everything, from front to, from beginning to end, he also has to know Tanakh. And now, the Lashon of Rashi just says that he's supposed to know it. That doesn't mean he's not a Talmud Chacham. But on the other hand, the Lashon of the Shir Shirim Rabba that I mentioned, that if he's Chosr, even one of them is Eino Klum, so it's Yitachin that maybe he doesn't have the Halach of a Talmud Chacham unless he is a Baki in Tanakh. But of course, it's not brought down in Poskim, and generally we don't learn Halachos from Midrashim. Even though, of course, I think all the Gedolim were Baki in Tanakh. I mean, that went without saying. What are the Chof Dalet Sfarim? So that's the Gemara and Baba Basra. The Gemara says, Sidran Shel Nevi'im. So, of course, we have the Tanakh, we have the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And then the Gemara lists the Sidran Shel Nevi'im. And there's eight of them. And it's not exactly the Seder that we're used to. It's not the way it's printed and the way it's done. But the Gemara explains why Chazal have a different Seder. Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Melochim. So we have Yeshaya. I mean, that's but chronologically, that's the way it is. But Chazal's, and the Chazal give a reason for it. Melochim, and then comes Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, Yeshaya, and Treyasis. So that's a Seder, eight of them of the Nevi'im. And Sidran Shoksuvim, you have, Chazal say, you have Rus, and you have the five Megillas, you have Iyov, Mishle, Tilin, Divrei Hayomim, Daniel, and So we have 24 altogether. And by the way, just to mention, you know, we say Doniel. There is no such sefer called Sefer Doniel. The sefer is Doniel. The tzere is not under the aleph. It's not like Yisrael. It's Doniel. But anyway, so we have the 24 sefarim. So what's interesting from the Gemara is that, first of all, we have something called Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, Melachim Aleph, Melachim Beis, Divrei Yomim Aleph, Divrei Yomim Beis. The Gemara just calls it Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Melachim, and Sefer Divrei Yomim. And the reason is, everyone knows, that who are the people that made the division of two Sfarim for Shmuel, two for Melachim, two for Divrei Yomim? That's not from a Jewish source. It comes from the Umos HaOlam, and I guess they felt it was too long. And they split it in half. And they also were the ones who made the chapters and prakim and psukim, not just in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but even in Chumash. What we use is not a Jewish source. It comes from also the Umos HaOlam. There is a very interesting Yaivitz in the Hagolos on the Gemara there in Baba Basra. But you have to look at certain editions of the Yaivitz. In Ardor Shas, has more Sfarim of more Ha'aris from the Yaivitz than the standard editions. And there he says a very strange thing. He says like this. He says that Sefer Shmuel originally, meaning according to our Mesorah, Sefer Shmuel only included Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel Beis, which is a story, and our Shmuel Aleph basically ends with Shaul's death. And Shmuel Beis begins with David taking over the Melucha. So he says, the way it originally was, Shmuel Aleph, there was a Sefer Shmuel, and that's what we call nowadays Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel Beis, what we call Shmuel Beis, was originally part of Sefer Melachim. I guess logically it does make sense. This is the beginning of Malchus Beis David, so it goes together with Sefer Melachim. So he says that Shmuel Aleph was Sefer Shmuel. Shmuel Beis was part of Sefer Melachim. And he says, the Chachmei HaMikra, that's his Lashon, the scholars of the Mikra, they moved it from beginning of Malachim. They moved Shmuel Beis from the beginning of Malachim, and they moved it to Sefer Shmuel, and then it was too long, and they cut it in half. Now, I think, we are the ones that are supposed to be called the Chachmei HaMikra. I think the Yaivitz is being very sarcastic and very caustic, and, you know, the Yaivitz knew how to do that. And the Yaivitz was saying, those that think that they're Chachmei HaMikra, meaning the Umos HaOlam, they think they're the Bible experts, they went ahead and switched it around. So it's called the Chachmei Mikra in the Lashon of Saginar. But in any case, it's certainly a very interesting and novel approach of the breakdown of Shmuel and Sefer Melachim. Now, the Gemara also mentions Sefer Ezra. Of the 24, the ones of Ksuvim, you have Sefer Ezra. We have something called Ezra as a separate Sefer, and we have Sefer Nehemiah. But when the Gemara lists the 24 Sfarim, it just lists Sefer Ezra. So the Gemara gives us a reason why. The Gemara in Sanhedrin study Gimel Amud Beis asks a question that all the things that Ezra said, and Rashi says, I mean, all a robe of the things that Ezra said were really said by Nehemiah. So the Gemara asks, so how come the Sefer wasn't called Sefer Nehemiah? Why was it only called Sefer Ezra? So the Gemara says two reasons. One reason is that it was an onus for Nehemiah, that the Eibishter wanted to give him an onus because he said, Zichro Leo Akaila Tova. He like patted himself on the back and he said, you know, I did good things and Hashem should remember me. So that's one possibility. The Gemara also, he was a little overcritical of the leaders that were before him, and as such he was punished that even though the Sefer should have been called Sefer Nehemiah, which would include Ezra Nehemiah as one volume, the whole thing was called Sefer Ezra. That's what the Gemara says. So the Chidah has an interesting thing. He says, but nowadays, we have something called Ezra, and we call it Nehemiah. I mean, they still count only as one of the, you don't have 25 Kisvei Kodesh, it's still 24, but we do have at least Ezra hyphen Nehemiah. In the time of the Gemara, the whole thing was called Ezra. And you see that very often, by the way, in Rashi, the Rashi says, Pasuk hu be Ezra, And it's not a pasuk in Ezra, it's a pasuk in Nehemiah. So Givager points out, it's all based on this Gemara that we called it Sefer Ezra as an onus for Nehemiah. But nowadays, Nehemiah got his Sefer back. At least he got his name when something is called Sefer Nehemiah. So he says that it must be that the Eibishter who controls human destiny, this onus that he did, and was certainly a very document attack, but Lefi Madrigoso, the Eibishter felt it was the wrong thing for him to have done. So there was an onus, but the onus doesn't go till Achris Hayamim. The onus goes till with the Amtsos at first, when things started getting published, and then it was written by as Ezra Nehemiah. Again, it was all done by the Umas HaOlam, but the Eibishter said, Adkan v'lo yoser, that after that, he should be zochet to get his name back on the Sefer, because the onus is finished with. Al-Pi Kabbalah, they bring down as far from the Chaim V'Tal, from the Rizal, that is very interesting. The first child of David and Bathsheba died, and he said he wasn't Zocha for a name. So he says that neshama was a neshama of Nehemiah, and likewise he was not Zocha, just like he wasn't Zocha to be named because he died before the bris. He wasn't Zocha to have a sefer named after him. But ultimately the kapara was done, and he got the sefer named after him. Okay. So we assume, though, but that list of the Chavtala Kitzvei Kodesh is pretty obvious, right? Everything that's listed in the Gemara, they're all part of Kitzvei Kodesh, and there's 24, period. It doesn't seem, though, it's very pashut, because you have a Gemara in Megillah, and the Gemara discusses certain Sfarim, are they Metame Seidai, meaning a Sefer that's written like a Sefer Torah on a cloth or parchment with ink, should certainly be 100% Torah. But the Chachamim were afraid that the people would need a place to store their truma to keep it Torah. So what logical place to put it? I don't know how logical, but Chazal were afraid that people will store it in Arna Kodesh together with either the Arna Kodesh with the Chumashim or with the Nachar. And that's going to bring Achbarim, and it's going to ruin the Sfarim. So the Rabbanim were gozer tuma on Sifrei Kodesh. And therefore, you're not going to put it next, bring Truma there, because it'll make the Truma tummy. So the Gemara discusses which of we have of the Kisvei Kodesh really are called Kisvei Kodesh, and they are Metame Seidai. And the Gemara brings a discussion about Esther, that Shmuel says that Esther ain't Metame Seidai. It's not really Kisvei Kodesh. And therefore, it's not Metame Seidai. The Gemara says Stira. Shmuel says it is. He himself said that it is Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. So Gemara gives truth to him. It was Nemra to say, but not Nemra to write. But so we have a discussion in the Gemara with Esther, if it's Metame Seidaim. You have a discussion with Kohelis. You have a discussion with Shir Hashem. Are they Metame Seidaim or not? And the Ritva explains, what does it mean if it's not Metame Seidaim? The Ritva says, She'eno, he says, Esther ain't a metame seidayim. It's not metame seidayim pirish. She'eno b'chal kisvei HaKodesh. It really is not part of Tanakh. It's not part of kisvei HaKodesh. So it seems that even though, yes, we're accepted that there are chav dalid, that could be the halacha l'maisa, but not necessarily, because if you don't count Esther, if you don't count the Sher Hashem or Kohelis, and each one is a machlokas. And the Gemara says an interesting lashon. The Gemara says that Kohelis, one man Domer said, again, it's all a machlokas, is Eino Metame Seidayim Vivnei Shechachmoso Shel Shlomoli. That's not considered the Nevuah, it's not considered Ruach HaKodesh, and maybe if we have time then we'll discuss a little bit the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But the lashon of the Gemara is that Kohelis is Eino Metame Seidayim. It's not really Ruach HaKodesh, it's Shlomo's own Chochma, so it's not part of Kitzvei HaKodesh, it's not Metame Seidai. So this is the Machlokas, but obviously, Klal Yisrael names on that they're all Metame Seidai because they're all part of Kitzvei HaKodesh. What's interesting that the Gemara is not discussing Sefer Mishlei. The Gemara is just discussing, I said, Esther, Sher Hashem, Kohelis. Yet, we find in the Gemara and in the Rambam that many times, the Gemara or the Rambam says a lashon. Shlomo HaMelech said the chachmaso. He said the chachmaso, whatever it is. And those are psukim from Mishlei. So if we're, but Mishlei is a davar pashut that it's mitami zidai, and Mishlei is pashut that it's kisvei kodesh, and yet the lashon is it's kach nosel shoshamos. Obviously, it has to be a blend. You know, it could be ruach hakodesh, but it still involves chokmasa. But we're not going to get into that. But akapanim, it's an interesting thing that Koheles is called chokmasa shoshlomo, and one man lama says it's not mitame yisidayim. And Mishlei, which the Rambam and Chazal call chokmasa shoshlomo, omar shlomo bechokmasa, and that certainly is mitame yisidayim. So let's get back to the Gemara in with the Chav that the Talmud Chacham, the Medrash that the Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in the Chav Dalet Sfarim. So that's a Medrash. So the Yifei Kol, it's written by the Marash Yafa, the Yifei Torah on the Medrash, which, by the way, I'm just going to mention, the Yifei Torah and the Medrash, if you get the Medrash Rabbah with all the Mefarshim, it's a very small, tiny print, very small Pirish. It's a very abridged version. It's not the original. The original, it's like they took out all the lumdas and they just left the pasha teich. The original, which is a very poor print, is quite intensive, and it does get into, besides pshat, it's like mamish, like Rashi and the teiches together as far as teiching up the medrash. So he points out two things. We're saying the Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in Chof Dalet's farm. So he says, well, first of all, the Gemara says in Brachas that the Gemara says advice for your children. Limdu, you should stop your children from learning higoyom. What is higoyom? So Rashi learns higoyom means that they shouldn't learn really Tanakh. They should sit and learn more Gemara. So he says that vaday, it doesn't mean not to learn Tanakh. It means when you're young, and I guess there are risks involved with learning Novi, and if you, especially if you're not learning it out because I'll, which you should never learn it that way, but Chazal are saying you should be moneya your children from higoyim. It means when they're younger, fill their stomach with their head with gemaras, with halachas, and then later, but certainly vaday Chazal are not saying don't learn Navi, because if you don't learn Navi, don't learn the Chav Dalet's farm, you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham. And he says the same thing the Gemara says at the end of the second paragraph of Metzia. The Gemara discusses learning Tanakh, learning Mishnah, learning Gemara. The question is that learning Mikra is Mida ve'ena Mida. It's, a little bit not. It's a measurement ve'ena Mida, and it's not really a measurement. So he says that Gemara is saying it's better to learn Gemara. So he says the Marash Shafa, he says, that means if you're sitting all day learning Tanakh, that's not good. But then it's a midah ve'ena midah. It's not really the right thing to do. But vaday, a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in Tanakh. So, and the Mefarshim point out, and that's what we're going to talk about in more detail, that there's no way that a person could be a baki in Tanakh by learning it from the Gemara. I mean, you're going to learn the Shas, you're going to read the Torah Or, and now they have some of the Gemara come with the Psukim on the side. If that's the way you're going to learn Nach, you will never get to be considered a baki in the Chav Dalet's farm. So by learning Gemara alone, that's not the way it's going to be done. And obviously, if Chazal is saying you have to be a baki in Chav Dalet's farm, it literally means to learn them from beginning to end, to learn the Chav Dalet's farm. So we're going to talk about this a little more, because it seems this is totally in Pshat and Taisis in a Rabbeinu town. But that's what the Mefarshim say, that if you say a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in Chav Dalet's farim, it means he actually has to learn them directly, not by getting it from, how do you know this pasuk? Well, there's a Tzos who brings down the Rambam, and the Rambam brings down the Gemara, and the Gemara brings down a pasuk. That's not the way you're going to get to be a baki in Navi. So it's pasha, though, that certainly if a Talmud Chacham, to be considered a bona fide Talmud Chacham, has to be a baki in Chav Dalet's farim. So the Amorayim, the Tanayim, the Amorayim, were certainly, it's a double pasha. I mean, how is this right to have entertain any thoughts that they were not bekiyim in Tanakh? Seems to be impossible. But yet, it's not so simple. There is a very interesting Gemara. It's a very shrer Gemara. It's in the end of the fifth parak of Baba Kama, Sharshanagach, the second Sharshanagach. The Gemara says that one Amora asked, this would have been a little better in Parshas Yisro, I guess, but the Gemara says that one Amora asked another Amora, how come in the first Dibros it doesn't say L'manit Avlach? In other words, in Kibbutz Ava'im, As opposed to in Parshas Veskanon, it does say Leman Yitavlach. So he asked them, how come the first ones didn't say Leman Yitavlach and the second ones did? Sounds like a fair question, legitimate question. The other Amora kind of almost yelled at him, Kamat. He said, why are you asking me why? I don't even know if it does say Leman Yitavlach in this. You're asking me for boss. I don't know. Does it really say Leman Yitavlach in the second one? He said, go ask somebody else who's a Baki and I got it. He went to him and he said, because they're going to get broken. Gemara says, so they're going to get broken. So Gemara says, Chas v'shalom, paska tova misrael. It's not a mazel dika thing to break a Leman Yitavlach. That's the Gemara. It's not for Nandalad and Hay in Baba Kama. So the Gilead Nashas, Riki Vegas, Sechus on a Tyson and Baba Basra. That the Tyson and Baba Basra says that you see it's a tochen that not every single Amora was a Baki in every single pasik in.
What?
Oh, so first of all, it's a very difficult thing that what Tysus is saying. It is Tysus. But how can he say that Amora didn't know a pasuk? If you don't know it, go take a chumash, take a Sefer Torah, open it up, read it, and you'll see. Don't even like yell at the person for asking the question. I mean, the Gemara talks in Kedushin like the Vav of Gichon is in the middle. Is it? The Gemara says it's the demarcation between the first half and second half. Is it part of the first half? Is it part of the second half? So Gemara says, okay, we can't check it. Gemara says, let's take a Sefer Torah and look. Because with Vavs, you know, we have Chaseris, Yiseris, we don't have 100% of Masorah. But the whole phrase, Laman Yitavlach, if you don't know, look it up. And Bechlal, how is it shy to say he didn't know? So there's a beautiful part from Reuven Margolius, the author of Margolius Hayom, and Kli Chemdel says this also in Parshas Veskhana. And he says, except it's a beautiful pshat, lule debritaisis. Taisis did not understand this that way. So they say like this, the Gemara is not discussing what's in the Chumash. Of course he knew what was in the Chumash. I mean, Zil Kri Beiravu, and a pasuk in a sefer, the Dibra is saying, Amora didn't know it. It's not possible. The Gemara is discussing what was written on the stones, right? Because we know, let's say in Parshas Yisro, it says, Zohar Sama Shabbos Akacha. Parshas Veskhanan, it says, Shomer Sama Shabbos Akacha. You got differences for the reason of Shabbos. In Parshas Yisro, it's because of Zeifel and Isibracious. And in Veskhanan, it says, because we were slaves, Hashem took us out, and we have Yom HaShabbos to remember. So there's a lot of shinuim between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veskhanan. That's what's in the Chumash. How about what's on the stones? The first stone Moshe Rabbeinu brought down on Shavuos of Tammuz, he shattered them. He came back in Yom Kippur. He came down with the second set of stones. So what was actually on the... So assuming that the first stones had Zohar, Son of Shabbos, Akacha, what did the second set of stones have? So if you look at the Ramban in Yisro, the Ramban says Shomor was not on either of the stones. Zohar v'Shomor v'Dibur Echadem, they both said... Hashem said Zohar v'Shomor simultaneously, Mashayna Peh, that's what was said verbally at Har Sinai in Vav Sivan. But what was actually on the stones, on the tablets, was whatever is in Parshas Yisro. That's how the Ramban learns. That's in Parshas Yisro. The Rashi, there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi says also with the pasuk of the same with Kibud Alvayim, it says, Laman Yitavlach, it also says, Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like Hashem commanded you. So Rashi says, whatever was said in Parshas Veskhanan, came Shama B'Sinai, that the Eibusher said those words, so the Eibusher said, Kashet Tzivcha, the Eibusher said, Laman Yitavlach, the Chain Kosov Beluchos. So Rashi says clearly, what's in Parshas Veskhanan was written on the stone. So we have this Machlokus, the Ramban and Rashi. The pasuk shad in the psukim, I would think, would be like the Ramban. The pasuk of Chasavta Laluchos is that Dvarim Asher Hoyu Luchos Hashanah Mishe Shabbat. That the second stones had whatever was written on the first stones. On the other hand, we say in Davening Shnei Luchos Avadim Harib Yadav Chasav Ben Shmira Shabbos. So according to the Ramban, it should say Chasav Ben Zechir Shabbos. Akapanim, there is this machlokas, the Ramban and Rashi, what actually was on the second set of stones. So Reuven Margolius, the Reuven Margolius doesn't bring down the Ramban or the Rashi, of course, he knew it. But he says, the Gemara's discussion is not what's in the Chumash. Of course he knew it was a Chumash. How could he be a Talmud Chacham? How could he be an Amora without knowing a Pasuk in the Chumash, especially a Pasuk in Seis HaDibros? The discussion is what was on the stones. So the first person made the assumption that the first stone said Zohar, second stone said Shomer. So the first stones did not say Laman Yitavlach. second stones did say Lamani Tavach. So I asked him, how come? So he yelled at him. He answered, you're making a false assumption. How do you know? So the person who asked the question was assuming Lagrashi, that whatever is in Yisro was in the first set of stones, whatever is in the Eschanan was on the second set of stones. So he answered him back, how do you know that? You're making a false assumption. What's in the Chumash? Of course I know what's in the Chumash. But what's on the stones? Maybe like the Ramban, that it doesn't say Lamani Tavach. It doesn't say Shamar on the stones. So that's the Shiloh of the Gemara, and Maskana though comes out though, not like the Ramban, it comes out like Rashi, that Zohar was on the first set of stones, Shomer on the second set of stones, and the Torah didn't want to say the Laman Yitavloch in the first stones because it's going to get broken, and it's Chashashon Poska Tavim Yisav. Al-Kabanim, that's the shot that Luli Debritaisis, that it doesn't mean the Chazal, that there were Amoraim that did not know. So, and a lot of Acharon don't like him. The Chidot Tainas says there's always truth, and we can share truth in Lo Nunu. There's always a Teret, but I'll go upon it. But I think this is a beautiful shot for the Gemara. And Pashas, certainly they knew all the Amorayim, knew all Tanakh. Now, what is the Chiyuv? There's a Chiyuv on the father to teach his children Mikra. And that's one of the. So, what exactly is mikra? The Gemara says, "Ad hechan chayiv adam lamin es beno Torah." So it says, "Lamdo mikra." He has to teach a mikra. So, what exactly is mikra? So, Rashi learns mikra means chumash. He goes that Rashi goes out of his way to say Torah v'lo neviim uksudim. So that's not part. That doesn't mean the son doesn't have to learn when he gets older. But at least it's the father's chiyuv of teaching him mikra. Rashi says is Torah. And not neviim ksuvim. That's Rashi Shita. The Rambam argues in that. The Rambam Nichas Talmud Torah says Mufurish that the chiyuv of a father to teach his son Torah Shabiksav. The Rambam says clearly means Torah, neviim and ksuvim. Okay, and that's the father's chiyuv to teach him as part of the same way he has to teach him Shas Poskim. He has to teach him with the Rambam. That's how we paskin. Not only Chumash, but even the whole Nach Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So that seems to be the Ferish Allah. The Shach, though, and of course we know that, at least in recent years, and probably obviously from even hundreds of years back, the Shach, it wasn't the minig to teach Tanakh to the children. So the Shach says that, he brings down a Bach, the Bach says, that Shlokedin Noigin Ha'olam Shalamidis B'neim Tanakh. That the Bach says that Shlokedin, I mean, you're Machuiv to teach your son Mikra, and Mikra means, the Ram says, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. So Shlokedin Noigin Ha'olam Shalamidis B'neim Tanakh. That's what the Bach writes. So the Shach says, Minhagun Shay Yisrael Tori. If there's Klal Yisrael, don't do it. It's not a mistake. It's Minhagun Shay Yisrael Tori. And he bases it on a Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, it's a pretty famous Gemara. The Gemara says, La'olam yishalosh adam shnosa. The person should divide his years, shlish b'mikra. He should do a third of his years b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, and shlish b'talmud. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, you mean the person doesn't know how long he's going to live, so you can't just say, well, I'm going to live till 120, do it 40, 40, and 40. So the Gemara says, right, it doesn't mean divide his years thirds. It means every day, that every day you're mechuyev to learn a third Chumash, a Tanakh, a Mikra, a third Mishnah, and a third Talmud. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, and that's like a halacha psukah. Comes Taisus, he brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, and it's a very interesting Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Rabbeinu Tam pirish sha'anu somkin, and we don't do that, and apparently even in the time of the Rishonim, nobody spent, if he's learning whatever, 9-10 hours a day, he didn't spend 3-4 hours a day, or whatever, a third of the day, learning Tanakh. So he says, so how come we don't do it? Basically, we learn, obviously, Shas Poskim. We don't learn Tanakh. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Sha'anu somchin ha'odam rinam b'Sanhedrin, that we do it in a different way. We don't literally do a third of the day in Tanakh. The Gemara says, why is Talmud Bavli, the Gemara, It's called bavli, and bavli means mixed up, that it's blended. The Gemara says, why is it called bavel? It's Talmud Bavli. It's belula b'nikra b'mishnah v'gemara. That the Gemara is a blend of, obviously it starts off with Chumash, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and it's a blend of Mishnah and Talmud. It's all blended together. So Meila Zot Rabbeinu Tam, that's good enough. Yes, you got to spend a third of your day learning Tanakh, but when you learn Gemara and Bavli, you're doing a pasuk here and a pasuk there. So that's good enough. So therefore, Alma, so the so that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So the Shach says, Alma, the Mishumachi Einu Chai Vashalat Eshnos of the Mikra. You're not mechuyev to spend a third of each day the Mikra. The Einu Chai Lamedi Beno Mikra Kibin Shalom the Shas. So as long as you're teaching your son Shas, that probably means more than the first few blocks of the Masechta. But it says if you're teaching your son Shas, you're not mechuyev to teach him Mikra because you're covering the Mikra by doing Bavli, which is Bavli with Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So that's what the Shach paskins, and we'll see. Many poskim did not agree with this. Rav Zalman from Volozhin. This is Rav Chaim Volozhiner's younger brother, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Chaim Volozhiner had said so, like that he was that they were both talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, but Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that his brother Zalman was way, I think Rav Chaim Volozhiner said way ahead of. Not ahead of the Gaon, but certainly way ahead of himself, ahead of Rav Chaim. He was a very Adam Gadol. And he says, and this was printed in, he didn't write this himself, it's a sefer called Toldos Adam, that I guess a contemporary wrote little stories and whatever, but it's considered pretty authentic from the life of Rav Zalman Volozhiner. So he says that he's really marich to argue in the Shach, that the Shach says, you know, you don't really, based on this one of Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to do, teach your children Tanakh. So he says, and we'll see, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says this, and again, not like the Shach, and the Aruch HaShulchan, even though he brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, but they say it doesn't really mean what it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam is saying, but not like the Shach. His lashon of whoever put this little told us all them together. Chilula shadash Rabbeinu Tam shein adam tzarach lomod mikra klal. There's no way that Rabbeinu Tam would say something like that. That all you have to do is learn Gemara. He says, how can you do it? He says, if Chazal say that a kala makala miskashetes the chav dalik tachshitin, and it's also a talmid chacham who has to know chav dalik and the lashon of the Chazal, which I mentioned earlier, which is also the way that Barbanel brings it down, that in chosa echad mimeina in a klum, if you're missing it, then he's really not really a talmid chacham. He says, you think if you're going to learn a pasuk here and a pasuk there from the Gemara without doing it straight, that is, it's shaykh to say that you know the story, you don't know anything because you're just taking it everything out of context. He brings down an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Geras Taimon is not talking about learning Tanakh. But he's just talking about if you're quoting something, you're reading something, you read it out of context. You know, you just take one sentence. You know, so the pasuk says, "Altishnal divrei anavi yahu." Oh, Torah said, "Never listen to anavi." Obviously, you have to read the whole story to know exactly. That's what the Rambam himself. That's the Rambam's example. So he's saying, so you have to read the whole thing, and then you can understand what the person's saying. You can't just take a sentence. So he says, learning Tanakh by a pasuk here, a pasuk there, and shall consider. You're really not going to get anywhere with it. So he says. Yeah, okay, we'll see. But you're not really. There is a chiyuv to know. You're right. To be a Talmud Chacham, that's one thing. But also, there's a chiyuv for the father to teach his son Tanakh. You're not going to know Tanakh this way. So, you forget not being a Talmud Chacham, but the father has a chiyuv to teach Tanakh. And he's not. And what?
The father's chiyuv is on every pasuk.
Same way it's from Shas to Shas, yes. I mean, you have to teach them every pasuk. Yeah, that's what it says. I mean, that's what the Ram says. You have to teach them the whole Torah Shadik Sal, which is Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Like I said, the minig, obviously, I guess we don't teach them Shas either. At least most of our people don't teach their children all of Shas. Anyway, so, and he says that Zvadai, that's not the Pshat, Zalman Vlajan Tainas, that's not the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. What Rabbeinu Tam is saying, he's just coming to explain that what the Gemara says, you have to do a shlish of every day of learning Mikra, we don't have to, you know, you don't have to do that all your life. In other words, if you followed the order of the Mishnah, when Ben Chamesh, you learn Mikra, and then you get older, you learn Mishnah. And he says, by the way, when you get to the next stage, it doesn't mean you stop learning the Mikra. You just keep on adding and building on it, but you still got to keep on reviewing the Mikra, and then the Mishnah, then the Talmud. But if you did it the way Chazal say and Avos say, you see, you start off learning first the Tanakh and then the Mishnayos, then if you've learned it once and you know it, basically, at least, maybe better than basically, but if you know the story, you know the Psukim, then Rabbeinu Tam is saying, when you're already past the age and you got to the age of learning Shas, so you've learned already Tanakh, then you don't have to anymore do a third of the day. The third of the day is before you get to that stage. But if you've gotten to that stage because you followed the way the Mishnah says in Avos, that you, so you know the Tanakh, then Talmud Bavli is a bowl, it's a blend of Tanakh. That's good enough. You don't have to constantly keep on doing the Shlish Hayom of Mikra. That's all Rabbeinu Tam is saying. But he's not saying that the father doesn't ever start off teaching his son Tanakh, because if he didn't start teaching him the Tanakh, he'll never get it from this learning of the Gemara, the Bavli. So this is what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. You start off, you know the Tanakh, you learned it, then that's good enough. You've got the, you have the basis, you have that, and then you go weiter. It'll be reviewed by knowing, by learning the Gemara. But that is certainly your mechuyev to teach him and to learn the Chof Dalet's farm, you know, from his younger years. That's what Rav Zalman says, and his maskon, and he brings down a lot of big poskim that argued on the Shach. He brings down the Sma, he brings down the Marsha. I don't know if these are in their Sfarim, but he brings them down. He says the and he brings down many poskim that say connected the Bach, like the Bach I mentioned earlier, that you literally have to teach your son at least when he starts off in learning to be a Baki in Tanakh. And he says that in his conclusion, he says it's not right. What people do is that they don't, that they go away from Karmai and Chaim, and they don't learn the Mikra or teach the children Mikra. That's not the right Mahalach. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says the same thing in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says Masha Kosov Hashach Mishum She Somchim Al Talmud Bavli Kedusha Beitan. That would just say we don't teach now Torah Tanakh to the children, because we're still not going to remain the time. Zeh Eino. So this is already the Rizalman Veloshner. He didn't write it, so I don't know how he said it or what. But this is straight from the Rav Shulchan Aruch. He says that which Shach says that based on Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have to do that. Zeh Eino. That's not correct, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says. Rabbeinu Tam lo ka'amar ella she'somchim l'tzeis b'zeh l'inyeh ma'asham l'shalosh yamot. All Rabbeinu Tam was saying is when you're getting to the stage, you have to learn a third of the day of Tanakh. We don't have to do that because we're Somek on Talmud Bavli. Avo betchilas limudo. This is Lashon Rav Shulchan Aruch. Murder of Benetan Tzarech Likros Kol HaMikra Tchila. About it, you have to learn the whole Mikra Tchila. And he says that, he quotes Chazal, he says, V'lo shidalik adam mimikra. In Lashon Rav Shulchan Aruch, he says, you don't go jumping, you know, make sure the basis is you're starting off with the Tanakh. The Shalom says this, so many Chashuv Poskim say this. Aruch HaShulchan, after he brings down Rabbeinu Tam, he says that that even though Rabbeinu Tam, we know it like that, but he says, Miu, but even all is said with Rabbeinu Tam of learning, not having learned it, Miu, the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan, Bevadai Tzarech Leida HaMikra VaHaMishnah. That's, Rabbeinu Tam is not saying you don't have to know Mikra Mishnah.
So what? Why
are
the
Yeshivot in the world? I don't know. I think Sfarim are, this is the discussion of the Poskim. I don't know. Honestly, I think, I mean, it could be obviously that they haven't learned from the time of the Shach, right? They weren't learning so much Tanakh. But nowadays, I think there's probably a different reason just historically as a reaction to the Skala movement. Because the Skala movement said, hey, don't learn Bavli, don't learn Gemara, learn Tanakh. And now they don't learn whatever's left us. They don't learn that. They don't learn that either. But I'm saying as a reaction, I think that's why this yeshiva's got away from learning Tanakh, because as a reaction to us, that's what I think. I'm not the historian on that. I want to just go back one thing. I said if I have a few minutes about Nevi'im and Ksuvim, what exactly is Nevi'im and what exactly is Ksuvim? Of course, Torah, we all know. I mean, Torah is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, the Lokam Navi Bishok and Moshe, that there was never was, never will be a Navi that would have a nevuah, the Rabbon Shalom Panim Panim, Pal Peh, the clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Nobody ever will, never had, no one ever will. Even Mashiach, that will certainly be a big Novi, the Rambam said, but he'll have a nevuah karav with Moshe. But to have Madregas Moshe, it's just impossible. It cannot happen. So that's Torah, that's Chumash. But Nevi'im and Ksuvim doesn't seem to be so clear. What is Nevi'im and what is Ksuvim? And what's interesting, and the Rishonim I'll talk about this, the Rambam, Mar Nevuchim, that Nevi'im, let's say Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was a Navi. He's one of the Sifri Nevi'im. He also wrote Kinos, Eicha. That's Ksuvim. I mean, was he a Navi? Wasn't he a Navi? So basically, the Rambam says that first the Dinti Nevuah, not Moshe Rabbeinu, but a regular Navi and Ruch and Ksuvim, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that a Navi, when he got the vision from the Bon Shalom, he would be like almost in a trance. Like he was not awake. His chushim, all his senses are become like almost like an epileptic type of trance, that he was out of it, and he would get the Nevuah. That's what Nevuah is all about. Moshe Rabbeinu was upon him, so we're not talking about that. But any other Navi, he was out of it when he got the Nevuah. He looked very strange because he was like in a trance, in a, almost like in a coma. So that's what Nevuah. Ksuvim is basically not Nevuah, it's Ruach HaKodesh. Ram says, you know, in a general term, we call Ruach HaKodesh also Nevuah. But technically, there's something called Nevuah, this higher Madrega in Ruach HaKodesh, is a much lower Madrega. It's more of a divine inspiration. And he says, Moshe, that David and Shlomo, they wrote Ksuvim, they were not Nevi'im. And that's the Pashat either, but he says, meaning they wrote it with the divine inspiration, but it is certainly a human input into it. That's what Ruach HaKodesh is all about. But a Navi also would fluctuate between up and down, meaning sometime a Navi could be in a higher Madrega, he would get Nevuah. Yirmiyah, when he got Sefer Yirmiyah, he was on a much higher Madrega at that time, and he got Nevuah. On other times, he goes up and down. It depends on how much Hachonos the Navi has to do. So when he wrote Kinos, when he wrote Eicha, he was not on the Madrega of Nevuah, he was on the Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh. That's what the Rambam writes. There's a famous Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim says that they could all be Nevuah, that Nevi'im is basically... the purpose was a Navi means as a preacher, someone to talk, that a Navi would, his main, the Tachlis of Nevuah was to say over his Nevuah. Ksuvim, the Tachlis, and then he wrote it, Al Pi Hashem. Ksuvim, the Tachlis, is to Iker write it and then say it over. So this Navim is the Iker, the talking. Ksuvim is Iker, the writing. They could both be Al Pi Nevuah. I just want to wind up with a quick thought. We know that Nevuah, these are all very strange things to us. Nevuah hasn't existed since the beginning of Bayit Sheni, so we're talking about 2,400 years ago. It disappeared. There's no such thing as Nevuah. And probably the real Ruach HaKodesh that of David HaMelech and Shlomo, even though we say Gedolim had Ruach HaKodesh, I think the Sfarim say it doesn't mean the Ruach HaKodesh of David and Shlomo. That doesn't exist either nowadays. So for 2,400 years, there was no Nevuah, no Ruach HaKodesh. What happened? Why not? So most people think, well, you know, the Niskanu Adoros people, they weren't on the Madrega to have a direct communication from the Ribono Shalom. They say it's brought down the shame to Gaon, I think, and I'm sure it comes from an earlier source, but that's not the reason why Nevuah became Bafel, because we weren't on the Madrega. The Gaon says that we know that the Yetzirah, there used to be a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Like now there's the Yetzirah for Tivus and immorality. So in the time when, before Bayit Sheni, there was this terrible Yetzirah, you just got to bow down to this Getchka. It was like, we can't understand it, but if we could compare it to immorality, we could get an idea what it was like. And Chazal said, we can't cope with this. You know, we're going to build a Bayit Sheni, it's going to be downhill all the way, because we can't fight. So Chazal, we're Mevatel, they were Davin, that the Mevatel, the Koach, of the Yetzirah, the Avodah Zarah. I mean, there's still Avodah Zarah, but this lust to that I got about that, that became bottle. So the Gaon, I think it's the Gaon, says that by when that became bottle, Nevuah became bottle too. It was a trade-off. Because Zer Lumazer Asolokim Devishter makes both its balance, meaning it has to be a Bechira. If it would only be Nevuah and there wouldn't be the Koach Hara, the Koach Hatuma of Avodah Zarah, you only have the good, so it's not, where's the Bechira? The Bechira has to be when it's a balanced struggle. So when Chazal said it was worth being mevatel nevuah in order to at least get rid of the Eitz HaHara Avodah Zarah. So just to recap, we started off talking about that a Talmid Chacham is only called a Talmid Chacham if he's a Baki in the Chav Dalet Sfarim. Just like a Kala has a 24 Takshitin, the Talmid Chacham has to have the 24 Takshitin. It might make a Nafka Min Halacha as far as the Halachas of a Talmid Chacham. We talked about the Kisvei Kodesh. What are the 24? And the Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, Malachan Aleph, Divrayam Aleph Beis. We talked about Ezra and Nehemiah. We talked about the ones that are not Metamei Sedaim. Are they really part of Kisvei HaKodesh? Then you don't really have 24. And then we talked about the how come we don't learn Tanakh as much as seems Chazal say. That the Shach says it's based on Rabbeinu Tam because Talmud Bavli is Bolo with the Mikra and Mishnah. And so we're kind of covering the Shlish Hayom. But that many poskim say that doesn't mean you don't have to start off with having a real knowledge from A to Z out at the top of Sifrei Tanakh. Then you're Yotzei the Shlish Hayom. But just to go straight and forget the Tanakh and say you'll get it from the Gemara, Shach seems to say, okay, that's Minig Ha'olam. But many poskim say in the Rav Shulchan Aruch that that's not the correct way of doing it. Have a good Shabbos.